When I came out of the coma, I was conscious the night of my accident, and I was pretty aware of the extent of the injuries that I had. I'd lost 2/3 of my blood supply, as I said, amongst a lot of other things. And I remember sort of speaking to people while I was sort of lying on the tracks waiting for the ambulance. And I knew it wasn't good. And I think, being placed in a coma and then waking up at the other end and knowing that you're alive is pretty, it's pretty bloody amazing, you know? So for me, I think that that in itself was almost enough. I knew my leg was gone, and I didn't know it that the exact time that I came out of this coma, the extent of my injuries, but the fact that the simple fact that I was alive was just enough to sort of, really breathe a whole new, I guess, life force into me. And I remember getting to rehab and one of having, I think, my first team meeting, and they sort of said, what are your goals? And I said, oh, wear high heels again and wear short skirts and just get back out there. Well, they sort of said, well, Mel, what about learning to walk? And I said, oh, well, just, give me one of these, gizmo leg things and it'll all be okay.